State legislators from across the country issued a report this week praising the goals of President Bush's No Child Left Behind education initiative, but they sharply criticized the program's design and impact. No Child Left Behind is the federal education program that places new demands on public schools to improve and punishes them if they fail. Steve Kelly is a state senator from Minnesota. He co-chaired the task force that wrote the report. He joins us from Minneapolis. Mr. Kelly, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
And Katie Haycock is executive director of the Education Trust in Washington, D.C. She's in our studios. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
Hi, Mr. Kelly. Let me turn to you in Minneapolis first. Your task force held hearings in six cities. What did you hear about the effect the program's having in states and schools?
We heard from superintendents, other administrators, teachers, and a variety of folks from the community that the specific provisions of No Child Left Behind were getting in the way more often than not, and actually in some cases preventing them from innovating in order to achieve the goals.
Well, give us some examples. Help us understand that.
In Minnesota, for example, one of the things we've been trying to do is adopt a new, more advanced method of testing that's called computer adaptive testing. If a student takes the test and gets a few answers wrong, the computer will automatically lower the difficulty level. Or if the student is acing the first few questions, the computer will raise the difficulty level. It's a much more accurate way of establishing where a student is on the scale. But Minnesota's been told over and over again, and other states have been told, that they can't use this advanced testing method because No Child Left Behind doesn't permit it. Now, that's just one example of the innovations that some states would like to accomplish that we can't under the federal law.
Katie Haycock, what are some of the specific features or programs or requirements that you like?
Well, what I like is that parents have much more honest information than they did before on the quality of their kids' schools, on how their children are faring, and in particular on the quality of their children's teachers. In the past, we've assigned many teachers who really don't know the subjects that they're teaching and simply not bothered to tell parents that we've done that. Now, if we do that, we have to let parents know what we've done and give them a chance to understand its implications. So that's terribly important, to be more honest with parents about how schools are performing.
I wonder about this, if I could follow up with you, Katie Haycock. Let me get you to address the concern that Mr. Kelly had, that by having standards that have to be met, an overlay, if you please, of standards that have to be met under the provisions of No Child Left Behind, it could have the practical effect of stifling innovation, as he believes it has with the innovative testing program he mentioned.
I mean, I would contrast the legislature's message in that report, which says simply, leave us alone, federal government. We care about these kids. We're already on the right path, to what the nation's governors have come together this very weekend to say. Instead of saying, leave us alone, what they've said is, we have a serious problem in this country. Student achievement for the last 20 years has been essentially flat, while other countries run right past us.
Mr. Kelly?
First of all, I disagree with Katie's characterization of our report. We did not say, leave us alone. What we said was that there are a number of states with advanced efforts to hold schools accountable that were designed to fit the conditions in those states and that work with local school districts and provide for some degree of local control. But states like North Carolina, Virginia and some other states had good accountability systems, and then the federal government came in and tried to squeeze those accountability systems into its one-size-fits-all approach, and it really retarded the efforts that North Carolina and other states were making to hold schools accountable in a way appropriate to that state. So the National Conference of State Legislatures Task Force said that at least the federal government ought to recognize those states that have been responsible in developing accountability systems.
I sense you might want to say something, Ms. Haycock.
Just a few things. There was a fair amount of misinformation in what you just heard. Let me just take a few of the points. North Carolina is a very good example. North Carolina did, in fact, have an accountability system in place before No Child Left Behind. During the years of that accountability system, they made almost no progress in narrowing the achievement gaps between black and Hispanic students on the one hand and white students in North Carolina. All students went up a little bit, but there was no extra progress for the kids that had been behind. Since that law passed, North Carolina has cut the gap between black and white students, for example, in half. And when you look at the newspapers, when assessment data is released in that state, educator after educator after educator around the state says it's because of the additional pressure of that federal law.
If this country really wanted to achieve the goal of No Child Left Behind, which is to have, which I would restate as instead of trying to have kids be 100% proficient at fourth grade, 100% proficient at fifth grade, let's have them be 100% proficient at 11th or 12th grade at the end of the process when they have to go out into the workforce or go on to college, and have a system that along the way ensures that kids are on the trajectory to being ready for college or ready for work.
Katie Haycock? What about Mr. Kelly's idea that to measure the progress incrementally grade by grade misses the point?
If we have reasonably high standards at the high school level, which in most states we currently do not, what Mr. Kelly has suggested would be a lovely way to look at education accomplishments at the school and state level. Unfortunately, at this time, virtually no states have the capacity to put such a system fully in place.
Well, thank you both very much for being with us. Katie Haycock, Executive Director of the Education Trust in Washington, D.C., and Steve Kelly, Minnesota State Senator, who co-chaired a national conference on state legislators that reported on the impact of No Child Left Behind. Thank you.
Thanks,
Scott.